Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
You're listening to the College to Pro NFL Draft Blast, and I am your show host, Beau Marchant. You folks know we always appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we're fortunate enough to bring them to you here on the NFL Draft Pass. And if you miss any of our shows in their entirety, you simply type in the player's name, followed by Blog Talk Radio, or you type in the player's name in iTunes, and you can find all the shows that we have done for probably well over a decade. And a lot of great prospects, a lot of great shows. But with that said, we're going to be joined today with the Vanderbilt defensive end standout, Jonathan Wynn. Jonathan, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. How's the day treating you so far?
It's been good. It's been a lot of things happening today. I went to the Tennessee Indoor High School State Championship. Saw a lot of great talent out there. Then I had some friends from the town. I had to show them out for a little brunch. And then came back, and it's just been a great day.
Now, watching these young, I assume they're younger kids at the game. I mean, did it bring you back to your high school days and when you were kind of growing up and going through all this process of, finding a school and everything?
Yeah, takes it back to where, they didn't have to think about it as much. All they had to do was just go and whatever sport they had to do. And, in terms of, whether it's school or not, they just, would just hear back whenever they could about, the college coaches, and especially how to approach it in terms of, just hearing back and see what happens and then just going with the flow in terms of whatever decision I had to make.
And for you, have you always had the size? I mean, growing up, were you the kid that everybody kind of had to look up to?
I always was tall. In terms of stature or big, I wasn't always big. But, I was always one of the tallest in the room.
Good basketball background?
My dad did play. He did play basketball. But for me, I didn't really play basketball. I mostly was a football and track person.
Nice, nice. I was just curious. Usually, a lot of guys, if they're tall, they just usually say, my first love was basketball. And then as they started to add bulk, then they kind of, got on the football side of things. So you knew football was your sport. Kind of take us through. I don't know, maybe you played defensive end your whole life. I'm sure you played some other positions. But, growing up, how did you end up on the defensive side of the football?
Growing up, I kind of did play defense my whole life. It started out, when I was 8 years old, just playing, playing two positions. First, defensive end, and then second, offensive tackle. And then, over time, as things started to shake out, as everybody started to grow, I kind of maintained, my instincts to just play defense. Defensive end, and I didn't really play offense as much anymore. And then, it shaked out into high school to where it stayed the same, and eventually through college and everything else.
Definitely, and then obviously you arrive at Vanderbilt, SEC. I mean, top conference in all college football. So leaving school, how did you know Vandy was the best place for you? I'm sure you probably had some other offers, some other looks, but, what made you want to be a Commodore?
I kind of did want to go somewhere that was close to home, being from Stone Mountain, Georgia. I didn't want to be too close from home or whatever for my parents. Secondly, this is one of my second SEC offers. It didn't really matter whether I played in the SEC or not. But then, after looking at it and the skill play and the popularity of the conference and everything, I was really honored to receive that offer. And then third, Third of all, you also had the city of the see where Vanderbilt was. I'm glad, you know, for me personally, I'm glad I kind of went to a city and played football and not a college town. You know, honestly, it's a lot of things to do in the city, but at the same time, I feel like if it would have been a college town, you know, it would have been not much to venture out to. And I feel like, honestly, well, personally, sometimes for people or kids, it's easy for them to get in trouble in the college town because it's basically the same thing and not much to do. And then I guess that's just my opinion. But then fourth, academics was basically like the main things, you know, academics, especially with my parents. They really wanted me to get a real, real good education. And, you know, I was blessed to receive that offer. And that was kind of one of the things that, one of the last thing, or really the first thing that kind of narrowed down to whether, you know, I would pick that school or not.
Nice. You still got more school left? Are you already done? What's your college situation?
So, yeah, I graduated in December. Our ceremony is actually in May. As a fifth year, and you know, it's been a great college experience. Something that I always look back on.
Congratulations once again, Jonathan Wynn, Vanderbilt defensive end, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft and find out what this young man brings to the table and find out how he got to the place he is, and he's currently preparing for the NFL draft. It's a big time for all these kids. It's a busy time. A lot going on. A lot of new things. These guys are accustomed to just been waking up and going to practice and watching tape, but now they're kind of cutting fat, adding weight, lean muscle, and getting prepared for pro days and combine drills, private workouts, and all the things that come with being a NFL draft prospect. And it only happens once. This is your shot. And like I said, making the best of it. So what point in your career at Vandy do you kind of get the idea that you have an opportunity for the next level? I mean, you've seen the best players. You've been one of them. I mean, how do you kind of – what at what point, I should say, in your college career do you kind of get the mindset, you know what, I'm going to try this. When, you know, I'm just not going to take my diploma and walk. You know, I'm going to try to do something else.
You know, it all – coming first in 2013, you know, with my class – which was, I believe it was one of the top 25 recruiting class in school, like basically in that year. You know, I just wanted to make a name for myself, do good and everything. But I believe it all shifted around when I was a part of Mason's first, winning season or first season to where we actually could go to a bowl game. And, you know, I actually – was starting and playing more, even though I started a couple times the previous year. But it was something about that year to where I was like, you know, I could really see myself going to the NFL because, you know, I felt like I was a key contributor to the team. And a lot of people told me that I had the skill sets and talent to be able to have a shot in the league. And I guess, you know, I thought about that, and it made me want to, you know, actually start thinking about that more so as I played. And, you know, that's kind of when everything transitioned was basically the year we went to the bowl game under Mason.
Nice stuff. Excellent. For you, I mean, what are those home run qualities? I mean, you talk about the things that people, you know, said, hey, you know, Jonathan, these are some great traits. I mean, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? What are those qualities where they're going to have another look and bring you in?
You know, I feel like I'm going to be one of them, the prospects where, you know, I'm a smart player. I'm actually, I'm a smart player that's intelligent, but at the same time also relentless. You know, I feel like to be a smart player and give you all is something that goes hand in hand and not a player that's going to be undisciplined, but still be athletic. I actually try to be a person that's disciplined and actually follow, you know, whatever my coach tells me to do. And then, you know, go full throttle with it during the game. And, you know, I feel like just me being a person that'll be coachable within the league, I feel like that'll be one of my strong suits coming into the league, and you know, also just carrying a motor or a chip on my shoulder that I have something to prove will help me. Something that I feel like scouts can look towards too as they watch film or you know, they interview me in terms of how I'll be productive in the league. So I feel like that'll be one of my strong suits.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, what goes unnoticed? I mean, maybe the defensive system you ran, maybe you should have showcased certain skills. Maybe you're a film junkie, a team leader, weight room warrior. What are all the qualities that these guys need to know about?
Yeah, you know, I was a leader in the background, especially on that defense, especially defensive line, helping them boys lead. In this system, I was kind of in a position to where I couldn't showcase as much or whatever. I just had to play my role, and I did good playing my role. Now, I think at the same time, I think the role that I played wasn't the original idea for what I'd be playing in the league, but, you know, I just did all I could to play the role so we could win. But I feel like for scouts who see that and then see when I play the role that I'm naturally able to do as a defensive end, then I feel like they'll see, you know, how I could thrive under that and, you know, perfect that in terms of, like, my craft and be able to do that on a team.
Nice, nice. And do you get comparisons? I mean, is anybody, family, friends, coaches, teammates? I mean, they say, hey, Jonathan, you know, we're watching the NFL on Sunday, and you know what, you kind of remind us of this guy?
I really never got that comparison or anything. I just remember coming out of high school. You know, it was just I went to a very great high school, and I always was compared to defensive end Jermaine Cunningham, who I believe went on to play for the Patriots. He was a great standout at University of Florida, and you know, it was what's the defensive end? I think Miami Dolphins great. I think John Taylor. I think he was another one as well. I believe that I got compared to, and you know, I just took that and ran with that, and you know, I always did like to watch film on those guys and see how they were, and yeah, I really feel I can be like one of them.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Once again, Vanderbilt standout defensive end Jonathan Wynn. Sharing what makes him a guy that teams are going to be looking at deeper as this progress gets closer as we count down the days to the 2018 NFL draft. I see a lot of different numbers on you in terms of height, weight. What is your height and weight right now?
Right now I'm 6'5", and I'm really at 260 pounds.
Nice, perfect. Is that right where you want to be?
Yes. Even though I would like to be more, but I feel like in terms of like my leanest form, this is where I'm at.
Nice. And the pro day, when's your guys' pro day?
March 13th.
You excited? I mean, I know you're excited, but I mean, I guess could you do it? Do you want to do it tomorrow, or do you want to wait till the 13th? Would you prefer it to be March 50th?
You know, March 13th is a good time. I'd rather wait for March 13th. It's something about that countdown that gets me closer to where I want to be. Even if it was the next day, you know, I'll give it my all. But I know March 13th is the perfect day because in terms of my training and hanging with the coaches and everything, I'm almost there towards peaking on March 13th. And, you know, it's exciting because you know, with me and my class, I feel like we all want to do good, just showcase who we are, and I believe that we're going to get a lot of, you know, attention with that because, you know, with my class, I feel like we were very productive people that made history throughout this, you know, Vanderbilt football program.
Awesome stuff, and you're going to do great in interviews as well. I mean, you come across such a nice young man. Before we let you go, Jonathan, we always like to shoot a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Now, you mentioned Coach Derek Mason earlier in the program. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Mason? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
I'm not thinking about that. I feel like we all do. We do a good impersonation. You know, when you've been around for a long time, you see how his ways. It's not hard to impersonate, especially on defense, because he was, for me personally, he was my head coach and my defensive coordinator on these last few years. And so I kind of have his mannerisms, or I know how he is. In terms of personation-wise, I'm really trying to figure out who could be the best one. I really wouldn't know at the moment, but, you know, that it'd probably be somebody on defense, because we all know, we know his speeches, we know his, the same metaphors, the same phrases he used, the way he presents his speeches, you know, is very, you know, something that we all know. And, other playing with Coach, man, it's been a great experience. He basically been the person that taught me everything, kind of helped shape me and mold me to the person and athlete I am today.
Awesome. Well, that's a great way to leave your career, knowing that the head coach had such a big influence on where you're at today. How about this question for you, Jonathan? You're a sack man. You're a defensive end. I always kind of look at you guys like sack artists, you know, and dunkers in the NBA. I mean, what's your, I guess, in terms of dunk-wise, if you made it a sack, what's your favorite sack move?
Sack move? It'd probably be double chop rip.
Double chop rip, that's it. So that's going to get you to 50 in the title?
Yeah, it's probably double chop rip or a nice little stab. Because I have long as I like to stab people a blow rush and give that separation. So probably one of those.
Nice, nice. And then the final question before we let you go this afternoon. Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet, it's become a popular thing to have them painted and have a theme, a cause, an idea, or want to represent something. If you have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want?
Spray on my shoes. You know, something in the media today. You know, I was thinking, I like to, if I wasn't playing football, I feel like I have a heart of a boxer. You know, something towards that. Probably something with Creed. I'm thinking about the Michael B. Jordan movie, the newest Creed, of how he came out of nowhere and, you know, started doing good. But something towards that, I feel like I was spray painting on my shoes, and you know, I probably be one of the things I do.
Awesome, man. Jonathan, great career. Best of luck on the 13th. I hope you blow the thing out of the water, and obviously best of luck moving forward. With that said, we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Hey, thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the Vanderbilt standout defensive end, Jonathan Wynn, kind enough to share some of his day here on the C2P. Love what this young kid brought to the table. Such thorough explanations on each one of the things he did. And I love how he kind of touched base on the idea that we really didn't get to see the best of him at Vanderbilt. There's a lot more to this kid than what he was able to do in terms of just because of the role he had to play. And I think that really delves into what teams are going to see in this kid. And I think it's going to be a great time for him on the 13th to kind of show, hey, the skill set's here. And, you know, he's going to open some eyes. So, again, if you want more of his show, type in his name, Jonathan Wynn, Block Talk Radio, Jonathan Wynn, iTunes. You'll find the show. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.